Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Women who own farmland or farm in the area are invited to a two-part learning session, Planning for the Future, Succession, and Estate Planning. Let's go in depth with Nicole Baxter with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. What do you do for a living?
I am a soil conservationist, and I work for the Natural Resources Conservation Service with the USDA.
Well, and I have to ask you, did the government shutdown impact you and your programs at all?
For the NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, we are still running and we're still open to the public. And so our employees are still available to work with customers. But our sister agency in the office, the Farm Service Agency, has been impacted. They've been furloughed, but I just found out that they will be back open tomorrow for the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll get something resolved.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, this program is airing on Friday, so it'll have been open on Thursday, but that's not what the focus of our conversation is today. Where are you stationed?
I am stationed in the Oskaloosa Field Office, the VA Service Center.
Why we're talking is you're doing a joint Women, Land, and Legacy event for all women in the area, correct?
Correct, and we're even inviting men in the area to come to this event because it impacts both men and women.
Well, in the past, it's mainly been women, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, this group is targeted towards women landowners and farmers as a networking and education outreach group, but we do allow men to join our sessions as well.
What's the purpose of the organization?
The purpose of the organization is to provide outreach and learning sessions and networking availability to women in Mahaska and Marion counties. We see it as an opportunity for women in our area to get together and talk about issues that they deal with regarding their farms and learn from each other how women learn best, just by talking to each other and giving them that environment and giving them an opportunity to learn about what they want to learn about.
So what the women might want to learn about might be different from what the men want to learn about?
Perhaps, and I think they overlap quite a bit as well.
It might just be a more comfortable environment too. Is that part of it?
Yeah, that is part of it, yes. Farming is male-dominated, but we know that a lot of Iowa, especially a lot of land, is being turned over to women, either through death in the family or just passed down through the generations, and so a lot more women are becoming more involved in the farming landscape, and so there's a lot to learn what has been more a male-dominated genre. We're trying to make it more inclusive for women.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Nicole Baxter with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Well, just as society has changed and women gaining more economic power over the past, several generations, farming has changed as well.
Yeah, and farming is an ever-changing business, so both men and women we have lots to learn yet, and I know it's a continually learning process, especially where I come, my part of it is, encouraging conservation on the farm, so there's always lots to learn and lots of different avenues that farmers can take to gain information.
You're holding an event in Marion County, correct?
It's actually a two-part learning session. Our first session is going to be held in Mahaska County, and the second session will be held in Marion County.
I see. And where and when are they?
So our first session will be held on this coming Monday, January 28th. It'll be held at the ISU Extension Field Office, or ISU Extension Office in Oskaloosa. And the registration starts at 6 p.m., and the event will begin at 6:30. There will be a small meal provided as well if they wanted to come early and eat and then be there for the event. The second session is February 25th, and that it will be held at Peachtree Brewery right there in Knoxville. And same times as the Oskaloosa event, the registration at 6 p.m., and the event will start at 6:30, and a meal will also be provided at that event as well.
Are they the same sessions or different?
They are different. Our first session is kind of an introductory session. We're focusing on farm planning and estate planning. That was a big topic that we heard from our local women that they wanted to learn more about. So this first session will have information about how to organize your farm information, your personal information, you know, as far as how to get your affairs in order when you're planning for future decisions. We will have Charles Brown with ISU Extension there, and he'll go through, he's going to have a workbook guide to hand out to our attendees and go through that. It's basically just an organizational tool. And then we are also having Nancy Adrian, who also works with ISU Extension out of Washington County. She's going to share her own personal experience that she had. She's a farmer's wife, and her husband had a farm accident, and she's going to talk about her personal experience and what she learned and what she wished she would have known prior to that event. The second session is going to be more open discussion. We want to see it more question and answer. We're going to have Charles Brown back to answer any follow-up questions from the first session, but we're also going to have Billy Braun, who is an estate planning lawyer. She actually works for Iowa State Bank, and she's a trust administration manager, and she'll be there to answer questions about estate planning and some of her experience that she's worked through with people, the do's and don'ts, and just be, we want the second session to be there for questions and answers, so it'll be a lot of open discussion. So both events, session one kind of leads into the session two, but we encourage people, if you can't make session one, you can still come to session two, or if you can't make session two, still come to session one, or if you can make both, that would be excellent.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Nicole Baxter with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Several of those names were familiar, but I've spoken with Nancy Adrian before, and she's great. She's got lots of really good information.
Yes, we look forward to having her. Of course, that'll be weather pending. Hopefully her weather agrees with us on Monday, but we hope she can come down. You know, she has a great insight to this information.
How many years has the USDA been doing this locally, do you know?
In Mahaska and Marion County, we just developed our local group starting in 2017, where we started with some listening sessions where we invited women from both counties, and the listening sessions were there to give us insight of what our local women are most interested in learning about. And then from those sessions, we can work with local women who want to be on our local team. So we have partners from USDA, from local banks, to our local landowner women farmers who are on our local team helping us plan these events. So last summer, we had our first learning session. We call them learning sessions, educational event, and it was about why we farm, and just it was a networking event, but also for our women to talk about the reasons why they're involved in the farm life and what they enjoy about it, and what their hopes and dreams are for their farms. And then the session that we're talking about today was one that was really high on the list of that came out of those listening sessions in 2017. So we're not a very old organization locally, but we're building our team, and we're hoping we can provide these events for our local women for many years to come.
Well, it sounds like the networking is important as well, and maybe even as well as just the learning that happens at the session, that maybe connections will continue to be made and people can talk to each other in the future, but maybe even friendships.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard sometimes to, you have your local networks, you know, your church groups and everything, and this really does provide an opportunity to connect with women, you know, that you might not have an opportunity to connect with otherwise. So it's really a great thing for our women in both of our counties.
Maybe you might be used to working with or talking with women in, you know, your neighborhood or your corner of the county, but this is your chance to meet people, you know, a whole county away or more. So that sounds really interesting. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, just a follow-up about our sessions. Since we are having a meal provided, if you wanted to RSVP, that would be excellent. That'll just give us an idea of, you know, how much food to bring. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, that's okay. You can call me. My number is 641-673-3476, extension 3, and that's for me, Nicole Baxter, at the local USDA office where I work. You can let me know if you're coming, or if it's a last-minute thing and you decide you could come, please do come, because we want everyone, anyone that can benefit from this event, there, anybody is welcome to attend.
Thanks to Nicole Baxter for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard, bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.